Next, it's time for our ethicist, Randy Cohen, to join us. He writes the Ethicist column for the New York Times Magazine, and every other week we talk to him here on All Things Considered. Hello again, Randy.
Hi, Steve.
And we have a letter here from Ashley Elzer in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, who writes as follows. I enjoy picking fresh apples, nectarines, and peaches at a local orchard. She writes, I frequently pick up ripe, good fruit that has fallen to the ground, and I don't include these when I pay at the exit gate. I believe that I should only pay for what I pick. Fruit on the ground is not picked up by anybody else, and I feel like I'm doing them a favor by cleaning up around the trees. So the question for Randy Cohen here is it wrong to take these fruits without paying for them? Randy, what do you think?
I think that when a question includes the phrase, take these without paying for them, the answer kind of writes itself. I'm embarrassed to pick up my big fat paycheck. For all Ashley's elegant rationalizing, and I hope she's in law school because it seems to me she has the makings of an excellent lawyer, one thing is clear. One thing she definitely knows is whose apples these are not. Hers. So really all she has to do is ask the orchard owners. If she's really doing them a big favor by cleaning up around the trees, they'll be thrilled. They'll probably want to reward her. They'll probably want to give her extra apples. It's a very clear way to sort yourself out of this kind of problem. Ask.
Well, now, hold on a second. If I was her defense lawyer, if she was arrested for stealing apples here, I might say, you know, it's an orchard. It's pick your own apples, you know, pick your own nectarines, and nobody actually had to pick them, so there was no work done. They're just laying on the ground. So doesn't that affect things in some fashion there?
Well, there's a sort of Bible justification for that defense. That the Bible does say something about leaving the fallen grain for the gleaners. Remember that part? But Ashley's argument seems to me less biblical than lawyerly. It's all that nitpicking about the wording. Well, it said pick. It didn't say pick up. And, you know, I think Shakespeare did say something about killing all the lawyers by throwing apples at them, I think. No, this really is nitpicking. These are lawyers' tricks.
And
there's no need
for ambiguity.
As opposed
to picking up the nits that dropped onto the ground.
Ah.
Well, let's talk to Ashley. She's on the line with us. And Ashley, welcome.
Hi.
What do you think of Randy's advice?
Well, it's more intricate than I had imagined it to be, but I kind of had a feeling that it would come down to just asking the people at the orchard if that was okay to do, which I guess I just didn't want to out of embarrassment.
What is it about the fruit on the ground that appeals to you anyway?
Well, it looks perfectly fine. It's perfectly edible, and yet they have signs up that say all of these apples are picked, but there's tons of fruit lying on the ground, and I just feel like it's going to waste, so why not take it? And I just feel like if they put up the signs that say these apples are picked, then it's of no monetary value to the orchard. But I guess I don't know that unless I ask them.
Well, I have a friend who hardly ever uses her car,
mm-hmm.
and I yet somehow feel I'm not entitled to steal it. You know, that if whether or not she makes use of it, that doesn't make it any less her car. And if I want her car, I have to go talk to her about it and ask her for it.
Well, I don't know.
I
maybe
think
it's
the
like
apples are much like a car.
Maybe it's like conservation, though, Randy, or recycling. You know, it's taking the stuff that's fallen down and making use of it.
Right.
Well, Ashley, what are you going to do now?
Well, I mean, I agree with what Randy says, and I guess I won't do it anymore, or I'll just go talk to them, but more than likely, I just won't do it anymore.
Oh, no, I don't want to browbeat you into silence. I want to encourage conversation here, and
okay.
That you may, in fact, be right about the utility of this argument, that
mm-hmm.
maybe they are foolish for just letting the fruit lie there. Maybe they will think, gee, what a great idea. We'll let you have all the fruit on the ground at half price. And it could all work out wonderfully. They get their trees cleaned, I believe that was the service you were offering. I'll clean your trees. You get inexpensive fruit. And everybody's happy, and I hope I'm invited over for pie.
Yeah, well, that sounds like
one of the things I think ethics leads us to is increased conversation, not less conversation. At least I hope so.
Okay.
Ashley, last question. I know you're in college, and Randy said maybe you should be studying law. What are you studying?
Yeah, actually, I'm an economics major.
Well,
that's even better. You're going to go very, very far indeed, aren't you?
Exactly.
Well, Ashley, thanks very much for sending your letter to us and giving us a call. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you very much.
If you're feeling ethically unsure, drop us a line at watc@npr.org. Put the word ethics in the subject line and be sure to include a phone number where we can reach you, which we very well might. And we'd put you in touch with our very own Randy Cohen. Randy, good to talk to you again.
Thanks, Steve. And as long as my mother lives in Wyomissing, Pennsylvania, in geographical proximity to Ashley, I hope I can sort of audibly wave to her. Hi, Mom.